I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia could be one of the last states to set a date for the 2020 presidential primary election. GPB's Stephen Fowler explains why.
In years past, Georgia has participated in Super Tuesday, voting on the same day as several other states towards the beginning of March. But this time around, we don't know when that primary will take place. That's because the state is currently considering proposals to replace outdated voting machines, which then have to be tested and rolled out to 159 counties. Once those new machines are selected, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will then determine when they will be ready to use for the primary. Georgia law gives him until December to pick that date. The supplier of the new voting machines could be announced in early July. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Lawyers for 42-year-old Marion Wilson Jr., who is scheduled to be executed Thursday, are asking the State Board of Pardons and Paroles to spare his life. He and Robert Earl Butts Jr. were convicted for the 1996 murder of Donovan Corey Parks. Butts was executed last year. Wilson's lawyers claim a prosecutor told jurors that Wilson was the trigger man, but in a separate trial, the same prosecutor told jurors that Butts was the trigger man. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles, which is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence, is holding a closed-door clemency hearing on Wednesday. Faith leaders and activists from all around the state are in Atlanta to explore ways to end mass incarceration. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the conference began last night at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Look around. This is what the world looks like, and this is what the movement ought to look like.
Reverend Raphael Warnock greeted advocates and members of the interfaith community to begin the event, which will focus on the severity of mass imprisonment in America, especially for minorities. Michelle Alexander, author of The New Jim Crow, gave the opening address.
It's never been true that slavery has been abolished. If you've been convicted of a crime, the U.S. Constitution still says today slavery is just fine.
Warnock says Georgia is still ground zero for the sheer number of people under correctional control, which the conference will address through Wednesday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The former executive assistant to the president of Fort Valley State University has pleaded guilty to prostitution charges and agreed to testify against six men involved in the case. 49-year-old Alicia Johnson accepted a plea deal that calls for 180 days of house arrest, 5 years probation, and a $1,000 fine. Six men also face charges. They include Hinesville City Manager Kenneth Howard and Arthur James Nance Jr., the vice chairman of the Crisp County Commission. Others indicted include a former assistant school principal in Houston County and Fort Valley's former chief lawyer. And Atlanta-based NCR is being blamed for a computer failure that hit Target stores on Sunday. According to the AJC, an NCR data center failure left the retailer unable to process credit card transactions. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves won again last night, beating the New York Mets 12-3. Ozzie Albies drove in four runs. Now with a record of 43 wins and 30 losses, the Braves are in first place in the NL East. Atlanta and New York will meet again tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch is scheduled for 7:20 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.